All right, we cracked that mic and you're hearing this, right? Traffic. Why? Because there are a lot of people going to work this morning and they need their coffee and they may be stopping by here, Treasure State Coffee Company. Where are we? We're 406. And again, we ended up in the Kalispell area of Flathead. I don't know how that happened. Really rough duty. But welcome to the program. There's a lot of things to talk about here. You know, we think about this unique resource economy and this recreation economy here as well, seasonal. But they got a history of industry that still remains here as well. So we're asking questions as we're up here, 406, and how's the overall economy? What issues are in front of businesses, employees, and new employers in the Flathead as well? And then we'll take in a bit of history, too. Beautiful Montana communities, all kind of surrounded by a Flathead Lake or surrounding the lake, too. That's where we're at, 406 into Kalispell, Montana, the Flathead, today on Voices of Montana. Yes, grab that coffee, enjoy that, whether it's iced or hot. Ben Dorrington, I don't see you got a coffee here. My fault, I didn't get you hooked up yet this morning.
You know, I've already had my fair share this morning, so I'm locked and loaded and ready to go. But it's great to be here at Treasure State Coffee out here in Evergreen, Montana on a beautiful morning, Tom.
Evergreen is your hometown. It's the home plate for you here. A little bit later on, Lorraine Clarno will join us here. Discover Kalispell Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. And still looking, hopefully Laura Gadois can join us as well from Columbia Falls Chamber of Commerce. But Ben Dorrington here with the Evergreen Chamber of Commerce. Ben, I appreciate that. Appreciate you stopping in and spending some time. I didn't know that, but you're just right across the street here, huh?
Absolutely. If you look across the street from Treasure State, you're going to find Snappy's Sports Center that is an institution in Evergreen, Montana. Yeah. It's one of our, you know, first retail businesses and longest lasting, and it's just awesome that they open our doors. A lot of people obviously have been upstairs Snappies. It's been a lot of things throughout the years. It's been a Christmas bazaar. It's been an art studio, and now it hosts the Evergreen Chamber of Commerce in the Party of One, which is me. I am the executive director, and we have a wonderful board and some ambassadors that help out and a host of volunteers. So, you know, we're small but mighty down here in Evergreen, and we're just happy to represent all our businesses and members and try to drive commerce down here in this busy little section of the Flathead Valley.
Yeah, how do you do that? What kind of issues are you guys? I mean, we're getting right into it here. There's some fun things I want to talk about, too. And Evergreen is going to be just west of Kalispell at the top of the lake here as well, between Kalispell and Columbia Falls, so to speak. How did Evergreen come about? I mean, why is Evergreen not just Kalispell, right?
Yeah, so that's an interesting topic in and of itself, and you'll probably get a lot of different opinions as far as what had happened, you know, just traditionally there. But I think as Kalispell began to grow, obviously some of the natural attraction was down here. We're actually east of Kalispell.
As you start to come down the hill
there and get into Evergreen proper, you know, you're going to start to see the Whitefish River. And as you drive down on 35, then you'll see the big bridge on Highway 35. So Evergreen, you know, is in this beautiful little section of the Flathead Valley that really sits between those two rivers. And then we basically go from the underpass there in Kalispell as you're coming down on Highway 2 all the way to Rose Crossing. So Evergreen is so unique in the fact that we're a census-designated place, meaning that we're just kind of a suburb of the city proper of Kalispell. So we don't necessarily have any municipal representation other than our county commissioners, as we're a part of Flathead County as a census-designated place. The interesting thing about Evergreen is we're very close, if not probably now, the largest CDP in Montana. I think we had West and East Helena there at about 10,000, you know, each. And then Evergreen was hovering right around that population. And then with our expansive population growth since COVID, I really think probably if we did a census today that we would see, you know, we are probably the largest in Montana. So it's a very unique. It presents all kinds of challenges where we are looking for representation and champion of, you know, the Evergreen community. In a lot of ways, traditionally, this has been known as maybe more of the industrial area as you go through the Highway 2 corridor north towards the airport. You know, you've heard about, you know, maybe some of the higher crime down in Evergreen and those types of things. So we've worked tirelessly over decades, you know, to change that reputation. And that is changing for Evergreen as we start to see now some more of the affordable housing coming down here, more family, you know, based developments. The schools, you know, are really doing wonderful. We had the superintendent of the year last year, Dr. Lori Barron, in Evergreen School District 50.
Nice.
So we're really going places down here. So what we're really trying to do is meet a lot of those challenges of that growth without a lot of that representation. So that's where Chamber of Commerce can come in, and really one of the things we do, other than represent and promote commerce for our members, is we want to advocate for the businesses of Evergreen as well. And so, you know, we have everything from larger infrastructure problems all the way down to our shopping local campaigns, you know, that we really try to push for our members in the Evergreen community in large, because this is a very large underrepresented section of the Flathead Valley.
And when, yeah, thank you for that. And when you say that too, no representation, you're not incorporated, so you don't have a mayor, you don't have a city council, and so you trust the county government. Is that something you think that needs to change with the changing times, the population, and if it does, that's not an easy process either. So,
It's not, and we've had some really interesting discussions about that. You know, as Flathead Valley begins to grow, then how does local government begin to grow with those populations, right? We have some wonderful representation from our county commissioners, and they really do try hard to represent Evergreen and look at our issues. You know, they recently have worked really closely in getting our reentry center down in Evergreen, some of the airport issues that we're coming up this summer, and then obviously all our growth issue and development related issues. So I do feel, and you'll hear some local EMS coming through. Thank you very much for your service, Evergreen EMS Fire and Safety
41. That's prayers go out, because that's somebody who needs some help right now too. But and we are at the corner of Highway 2 and Highway 35, and it's a very, very busy corner here as well. Treasure State Coffee Company, been here maybe about, you guys just celebrated with Evergreen Chamber of Commerce, by the way, a grand opening here too.
Yeah, we did. It was really nice when this site became available. I know Jim and Shelley that own Tri-State Restaurant Supply looked really hard, you know, at growing their coffee side of things. So they had the property down in Lakeside. If you're ever in Lakeside, you'll notice off of Highway 93 there, right in Lakeside proper, that they have their Treasure State Coffee and Ice Cream. And so this was just a match made in heaven for them to come down to Evergreen for this location. And you will not find a bigger champion for shopping local than Jim at Treasure and Tri-State. So we're happy to have them.
They got ice cream here, by the way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have espresso, ice cream, and pretty much everything in between.
Just loving that. Ben Dorrington with us here with Evergreen Chamber of Commerce. We're up in the Kalispell area, 406 in here this Friday. So, you know, going back to some of the history, how much of it stays with the people here? You know, I'm from Evergreen. Well, aren't you from Kalispell? No, I'm from Evergreen.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think the one thing that I love probably most about Evergreen is the people. And the thing I love most about the people of Evergreen is they are the biggest salt of the earth, give you the shirt off your back type of people that you're ever going to meet. So we rely a lot on our community to be able to do the things that we do, whether it's a car show that we're going to throw and sponsorships for that.
Got to talk about that.
And we will. Yeah. And donations that we do from our pie auction and all the other things, you know, that we do around the holidays, is that these businesses of Evergreen really champion being a part of our community. So, you know, we're a blue collar bunch. We're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to help each other. We're going to get things done. And we often say we're more like a family than a chamber. And so we're proud to be, you know, part of Kalispell and the Flathead Valley proper, but we're always always going to say that we're from Evergreen.
One of the things that you said earlier, Ben, that stuck with me is about without that representation, without a mayor, city council, they're asking the Chamber of Commerce to do a lot of things. So you said you're a little bit like a chamber, but more like kind of a charity in this community. Talk about how valuable it is. Talk about the things that you do that maybe other organizations wouldn't get done around here.
Yeah, and so I think one thing that's really been fun coming on as the executive director of the Evergreen Chamber of Commerce is just I'm a service-based individual, and we really do a lot of service-based work. Of course, in our core mission, it's to promote business and commerce for our membership in Evergreen at large, but part of that is being able to help those in need in your community, as they are also people that shop at the grocery store and our businesses and everything else. So, you know, I like to say that we're half chamber, half charity in a lot of ways, and we can't do it without, you know, just the graciousness of the local community. So a couple things that we do is we have two big events that we make money on throughout the year, and then the rest of our events, a lot of it just go dollar for dollar back to our local Evergreen and Flathead Valley charities. One of the great things that we do is you'll see right after our car show tomorrow is you'll see a huge campaign for Evergreen Learns Together. So we get donations for Evergreen School District 50, and we provide school supplies. And last year we provided school supplies for the kids of the Evergreen School District, and we were able to buy about 40 pairs of shoes as well when they called us on us and were in need. So we'll do that coming up right up, and then all of a sudden we'll be right into November where we throw a huge pie auction down here at Glacier Ace Hardware. We get about 75 pies donated to us, and we raise about $8,000 last year for the Northwest Veterans Food Pantry that I can see right here down in Evergreen, and the Flathead Food Bank as well. So we're proud. Our board is really sensitive to the needs of Evergreen, and we're proud to do it.
I'm glad you mentioned that food pantry, because when they came on the scene in the Flathead many, many years ago, and again, live right out here where that's, again, maybe first responders. Big thanks to them, too. So we got that noise. Where was I going with that?
With the Veterans Food Pantry and everything they're able to provide.
They started, I think, all those nonprofits now really leaning in on veteran service, and you have so many veterans around here as well.
We really do. In Flathead Valley in general, veterans love to be out here. It's a little bit more isolated, and it's a great place for veterans to be. Part of that comes a lot of need, and so actually the CEO of Northwest Veterans Food Pantry, Pam Kohler, is on our board, and the vice president of our board as well. She's great and works tirelessly, and a lot of people might not know about that business. They do have a thrift store, and they also will rent you medical supplies as well. And so all of those proceeds go to feeding the veterans. They have a big spot down in Sealy Lake called Camp Ponderosa where they do charity benefits as well. And so if you're not familiar with that, and of course we all want to get behind the vets of this country. They have just proudly and tirelessly served for the rest of us to be free. And so who else would you want to, you know, donate to other than the Veterans Food Pantry? So take a look at them if you have some extra food hanging around, and certainly shop their thrift store and their medical supplies.
Heard from Big Dave, who's a big part of the Lake and KOFI, and Big Dave Anderson. Big Dave is a proud Evergreen boy, graduated Evergreen Junior High a million years ago, just texted me. They were on the air this morning. So there you go, right? People who grow up here have that sense of hometown pride, and that's really something that, as a chamber executive, you can work with.
We really can, and we're doing all kinds of things to not only continue to work with what we have there, but foster even more. Something that we've been talking about, you know, a little bit in our meetings is we really feel like, you know, people that are from Evergreen have so much pride, have so much give back to Evergreen, that the Chamber of Commerce could give back in one more way by maybe starting a scholarship scholarship, you know, program for our Evergreen graduates. So I think you can look for that in the future as an Evergreen Chamber of Commerce scholarship coming, hopefully, in the near future.
Maybe a little late for Big Dave, but,
you know. Hey, if Big Dave wants to go back to school and he can write an essay, you let me know.
Yeah, and if we took a vote, I'm sure there'd be a lot of people say, yeah, you should go back to school. Give that guy a hard time. He's so good at what he does. Ben, thank you. We didn't get to the car show. Lorraine Clarno was standing by from the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to talk about that. And I think you're standing by as well, because some of these issues I want to have you guys weigh in on together. The housing, affordability, you got workforce recruitment, and infrastructure. It's something that you guys have to work together on. So
I know. My boss has bought the excuse to go 406 into the Flathead, and so here I am, and I'm loving it too.
State Coffee Company on the corner of Highway 2 and 35. Real busy corner, as you note, too. A lot of traffic here today. Ben Dorrington, Evergreen Chamber of Commerce. They got a big car show. And Lorraine Clarno joins us here. And I'm so glad you joined us as well, too.
Thank you for the opportunity, Tom.
Yeah, Kalispell Chamber of Commerce, but you got Discover Kalispell as well.
We do.
A lot of things going on.
A lot. You know, as the Regional Trade Center for Northwest Montana, we stay very, very busy on the chamber side. And then our really part of our brand family is Discover Kalispell, which focuses and is the DMO, Destination Marketing Organization, for Kalispell. So tourism focus combined with the business and chamber focus, we stay pretty busy.
You know, and Ben was on, and I didn't ask him enough or save enough time to talk about some of his favorite events. So I'm going to just go right to that with you.
Okay.
What are some of your, you know, favorite events, yours personally, but also some of the big events around?
This is awesome, because you're going to give me a chance to brag on my fellow wonderful neighboring chambers.
Yeah.
Because our chamber is very different because of that trade center makeup and the diversification of businesses. We're really big into workforce development, manufacturing, child care initiative. We do a lot of that lifting. We don't really have community events per se. We partner with folks that are doing great things. But I think one of my most favorite events is the Taste of Big Fork. The Big Fork Chamber puts on Rebecca King. She's amazing. They do an art show.
That's why she couldn't be here today.
Right.
Art
That's
festival
right.
this
I'm
weekend.
I'm going tomorrow.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, up in Whitefish, we have a new executive director, Catherine Archibald. She's going to have the fun of producing Oktoberfest, which you can't beat, right?
Right, in Whitefish?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep, and they do art festival. They, of course, do Winter Carnival, which is one of my favorite things to go to in the Flathead. And then Evergreen, as you mentioned, they're, I think if it isn't the biggest car show tomorrow in the state of Montana, it's up there. It's one of the biggest car shows. So, honestly, in this amazing community, you have to make big choices. There is so much going on all the time throughout the Flathead. It's phenomenal.
And it kind of like just got in front of a lot of people with migration coming in, right?
Yes.
So you guys are dealing, like you talked about, you deal with a lot of policy issues.
Uh-huh.
Housing is a big one. I'm going to maybe have Ben come back in a little bit and join us as
sure.
we talk about some of those issues. What's the overall approach? I mean, as Chamber of Commerce directors, how do you come together to work on those things? Infrastructure, housing, daycare.
Right, So we're extremely active in all those pots. And I think the other chambers kind of look to us a little bit and partner where it makes sense on job fairs, career fairs, those kinds of things that we do. Housing, of course, is a huge issue, and it impacts each and every one of us, our employees, the employers. One of the reasons I've just taken over leadership of our destination marketing organization is because we tried to recruit throughout Montana and the Pacific Northwest, and it doesn't pencil for what we can afford to pay as a nonprofit.
That is not easy to circumvent that. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So what solutions?
Well, Kalispell, you know, we have done a pretty phenomenal job over the last 6 years of addressing affordable housing. That word is different for everyone.
Right.
But we really see the to increase an inventory across the board, across the spectrum. But Kalispell has been the city that has really taken it on and I think done a pretty phenomenal job, especially in the multifamily housing. You know, I know a lot of folks don't like that, but it is a reasonable response to providing alternatives for workforce housing. And, you know, I don't think there are too many of us, even at our age, I'm 61, you know, that didn't have stepping stones to home ownership. So
right.
Multifamily can be a great way to get out of school, get your job, get in, have your roommates, and then go from there. So between that effort with multifamily and mixed use, Kalispell's bringing on some more duplexes, townhomes, things that can be today a little bit more affordable than that single family home on an acre or two that, you know, probably all of us strive for.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to start somewhere. And our city, I think Kalispell has done a terrific job in the last 6 years. They've added, I think it's now over 2,000 units.
In the last six years. Good.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. A big push.
And, right.
And necessary, too.
Necessary, for sure. And the other piece to housing now that we're going to be really starting to address is the property tax issues.
Oh.
You know, a lot of folks...
Crack open that one.
You know, the legislature, I'm sure, went forward with those changes in 2025 with the best of intentions, but there's been some unintended consequences. And in Kalispell specifically, we have got a challenge. Our commercial property tax rates have doubled and quadrupled because we don't have the second homes.
Yeah.
We've put
you
energy
huh?
and effort
wow.
into
yeah.
workforce housing,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So that's where our inventory has been built. And so when the single-family home residential property taxes were brought down, it had to shift. The balloon had to push.
Yeah.
And in Kalispell, it pushed to commercial property owners.
Yeah, it did.
So on our main street and beyond, we have folks that saw 30 and 40% increases in their commercial taxes, and it's not sustainable.
Period, right?
Right.
And there's, so those problems are evident, I think, to our legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And solutions are not so evident
right.
in a lot of ways, too, so that there's a lot of work that goes into mm-hmm. that. And I have ton of questions, but as you talk about that, mm-hmm. then how do you progress to something that is going to be a little bit better and more fair for both property owners and commercial owners as well?
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't think our legislature also realized how many Montanans had second family homes, whether it was a small cabin on the lake or whatnot. They, too, have been impacted tremendously. You know,
they spent all of their lives saving for
exactly.
that and working for that.
Correct,
yes.
Correct.
Yeah, and they could lose it.
Right.
Yeah.
100%. So, you know, it's going to take, I believe personally, and I think a lot of folks are starting to think about and recognize that we have to find another source. What that is, I know a lot of people don't want to hear about sales tax.
Yeah.
But
it's on the table. It
right.
has to be.
It has yeah. to be. Yeah. Right now we have a two-legged stool.
Mm-hmm.
We need a third. The state has changed. Growth has made other things shift here and there. And we have got to come up with that solution. And it's going to take people a lot smarter than me to figure out what that mix and what that plan is going to be. But there's no doubt, and certainly my board's mind, our legislature has to hit this hard come January.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, won't it, to
it
see.
It really will.
Yeah, the discussion.
It really will.
You can stand by for a little bit. I know you've got to, you're busy. You're flying around. I'm going to because I want to ask some of these questions with you and Ben here about some
okay.
of those solutions as well.
Sure.
And a lot of history in this area. You go back to when the railroad came in. My father is joining us here. He's living in Kalispell, and he's a guy who had worked for the Great Northern Railway probably when they came into Kalispell many, many years ago. Welcome back here to From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. It's a Friday, so we're glad that you're with us here. Only two more working days this week. Ha, ha, ha. Lorraine and Ben know what that means, though. Lorraine heads to Kalispell Chamber of Commerce, Ben Dorrington, and it's Lorraine Clarno, thank you, and Ben Dorrington. Washington, heads the Evergreen Chamber of Commerce, next door, so to speak, and guys work together on a lot of things. Neighbors,
absolutely.
Yeah. Ben, before I forget, the car show coming, you know, tell me about this and tell me why Evergreen has been sponsoring this for years and years.
So one of the fun things about being the executive director of the Evergreen Chamber of Commerce is we get to throw what I think is probably the fourth or fifth biggest car show in the state now. I do think it's the largest parking lot show. Really close to 300 cars tomorrow at Conlin's parking lot in Evergreen, Montana, and we're just going to put up one of the greatest car shows you've ever been to. We got to give a hats off to Pierce Manufacturing, who's our title sponsor, and then, of course, Van Law, who's our best in show sponsor, and then our host of 70 other sponsors that come together to throw this car show. So it really is, it's a free car show. It's free to attend. It's free to register your car. There's tons of raffles, food vendors, 50-50, t-shirts, and it's the happeningest thing going on in the Flathead Valley tomorrow from 9 to 2 at Conlin's parking lot. So come on down, bring your car, enter your car, it's free, and we can shoot this thing up to be probably the second or third biggest car show in the state.
Lorraine's not going to miss it, and especially after that, right?
This is, how could you?
Yeah, nice pitch, Ben, I appreciate that.
No doubt about it. I want to make everybody aware that it is going to be in the mid-90s maybe tomorrow down on the parking lot. It could be hot. Bring your layers. Bring plenty of liquids, although we'll have lots of stuff there.
Sunscreen.
But just prepare. Bring your sunscreen and maybe even a chair or something to sit down if you get a little hot.
What are your guys' businesses saying about some of these challenges here, right? You talked about housing a little bit, Ben, and have taken the lead. Same for you. Mm-hmm. What else is on their plates that come to you that you guys are going, policy-wise, Lorraine,
sure.
and then also from that commercial standpoint, Ben?
Yep, workforce.
Yeah.
It's still, and probably will be, I think, for the foreseeable future. Until we can get our housing and cost of living issues addressed in the Flathead, we are going to have trouble getting workforce. And that has to be our primary focus. So we want to create jobs that keep our kids here. We want to be able to show them that they can have and grow their family where they were born and raised and gone to school, and we're getting better at that. We've made a lot of progress. Advanced manufacturing has really come on strong in the valley. That's why we focus October on Manufacturing Month, really educating parents, kids about there are good family wage jobs here, and you can make a life. But it is a challenge. And so childcare, housing, workforce, all of those things, it's kind of a little bit of the perfect storm. We have a lot of in-migration, have a lot of wealth in the valley, but there's definitely a lot of different segments. And we've got work to do. There's no if, and, or but about it.
Ben, how many of the businesses you represent tell you that I'd expand, Ben, if I could find the workforce that I need?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly almost all of them, right? Those that are prospering just have all those challenges, you know, and certainly something that we need to do, and I might answer that question a little bit differently than the broader perspective, is we just need to, and it sounds so cliche, but we need to shop local. One of the things we're seeing in Evergreen is we're kind of turning some of these smaller businesses over to larger corporations that sometimes have a little bit more difficulty navigating the red tape to get those donations and that local community support.
Yeah.
And so we really want to encourage everybody to get out and support the people that sponsor these events. Get out and support, you know, the people that have given so much to our Little League baseball teams and our pie auctions and our food banks, because this is what community is. So as we continue to grow, don't forget about, you know, the little people. And remember to shop local. It's the only way this thing's ever going to continue to happen.
How much? Go ahead.
I was going to say, in Kalispell, I'd love to plug quickly. We have midweek on Main this summer, We're partnering with the Parks District, and we have 27 businesses in and around Main Street.
Those are good summer events.
That are offering different incentives to come in, discounts, those kinds of things in the restaurants. And so Wednesdays is a great time to visit downtown Kalispell, and as Ben said, really support your neighbors who own those small businesses and employ your teenagers and sponsor your little league teams, etc.
Do you guys have challenges in the seasonal nature maybe of employment sometimes?
Absolutely.
With the recreation in the summertime, but you also have winter recreation as well. Mm-hmm. Lorraine, how do you manage that?
Yeah, it is a tough one. If you talk to Jessie Wood, who manages Blacktail, she employs young professionals and folks starting their careers. And, you know, we have to do a better job, too, about getting a little bit cool so that young people want to stay here and grow. So it is seasonal. It goes up and down. The people who work for Jesse in the winter, I understand, work for the park in the summer and vice versa. They go back. And there's some wonderful opportunities for young people to experience this amazing outdoor recreation.
They can be ski bums and park bums at the same time.
Exactly.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. And we get people from all over the world who come in to do that, just that, and in our service industry. But the visas at the national level have been reduced quite a bit, so that's put constraint on our service industry as well. And It's a challenge for our business operators at all times.
Has tourism been good?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The Glacier National Park is probably the hottest national park in the country right now. Yeah. And I think those numbers continue to show it. So obviously we're pressed, in the summertime as far as all those service industries are concerned and how to meet those demands.
And agriculture.
Yes.
I want to focus on that because we kind of forget that. But you see pickets or spigots all over the place and
the
lots.
Canola fields.
Yeah, yeah.
I love them.
Yeah. Talk about how that continues to be a part of the economy here.
It certainly is a part of the economy. There's no doubt about it. But it's getting tougher and tougher. And as folks transition and retire, unfortunately, people will get upset when they see a beautiful canola field get sold to a developer for a subdivision.
Yeah.
But young folks aren't really wanting to stay in the business of ag, and that's a problem. How we overcome that, I'm not sure. But the upside of ag right now is all the automation, how drones are impacting, how the water meters on the irrigation things are being read now from central places and adjusted. It's a shifting, changing environment as well in terms of business and how it's done. But we have enough food insecurity. We know the importance of ranching, growing, all of that. So hopefully we can continue and source our food locally.
We also see some of those agricultural businesses getting very creative on how they can do some different things to produce different revenues, whether it's ecotourism or, hosting organic farms or different stands and things like that at their places, that it's just an interesting demand that they need to figure out how to meet. But you're going to see, a lot of these open fields on Highway 2 going from Evergreen to Columbia Falls now start to become grocery stores and hotels and things like that. And in a way, it is kind of sad to lose the field that you grew up, throwing dirt in. But also, we're the fastest growing city in Montana, and I don't see that stopping anytime soon. And so we need to understand that people want to live here, and it's going to happen, and we need to figure out how to meet those demands in a way that works for everybody.
Are we doing it?
I think we are.
Okay, good.
It's not easy, and it's not always visible, but there are absolutely people that are so vested in the magic of this valley. We don't want to see uncontrolled, unmanaged growth. We want to make sure things are going where they should and that there's a cohesive growth plan. And that's something we want to work with our county commissioners on. I think the cities, Columbia Falls, Whitefish, and Kalispell, they've got a pretty good handle on their growth plans. County, I think we have some work to do because the majority of the residents in Flathead live in the county. And sometimes we start seeing things sprouting up that don't quite make sense together, and we need to work on that, I think, to keep a cohesive and well-managed community.
I really appreciated seeing a Whitefish Chamber of Commerce, a Lakeside Chamber of Commerce, a Kalispell, a Columbia Falls, an Evergreen Chamber of Commerce. That says a lot, I think, that you guys are going to take care of things overall as much as you can. I mean, work on those things.
I think so. But with that kind of segmented, you know, chambers, it's important that we all come together we talk. And, you know, my hat is off to the Kalispell Chamber. They are very sensitive to the growth of our valley and how we're going to meet those challenges, and is certainly a priority. And so, you know, we'll just, you know, Evergreen, I don't want to say, is going to ride on the coattails of that, but we do ride on the coattails of Kalispell, and we're walking side by side, and there's a lot of firepower there to do some really awesome things.
Well, and you're going to head off to a meeting here where that firepower is going to be on display. So thank you for spending some time with us, and I know it can be real busy. Ben, I've got a few more things for you as well, so stand by. Lorraine,
thank
Clarno,
you so much
thank
for
you.
Having us, for, and yeah. nice to meet you.
Yeah,
have
you too.
Have a great weekend in the Flathead.
I will. Thank you. I appreciate that. My thanks to Donnie and everybody at KOFI, as well as the Lake, and Dave Masters too, for the help today in setting us up as we are live in the Flathead, kind of finishing up here live from Treasure State Coffee. A shout out to Kendra Barnhart with thanks. She's a manager of this place as well. Ben Dorrington has been with us too, executive director of the Evergreen Chamber of Commerce. And Ben, you guys were just here like about a month ago having a grand opening celebration, right?
We were, right after the 4th of July. They wanted to cut the ribbon on Treasure State Coffee and Ice Cream down here.
I still love it.
We were happy to do it. So we had the green ribbon flying, and the coffees and the ice creams were moving, and it was a good official start to a summer of some great business down here at Treasure State.
One more time, 30 seconds on the car show. It's a beautiful event.
Yeah, so Evergreen Show and Shine tomorrow, August 1st. Parking lot here in Evergreen / Kalispell, Montana. We're going to roll out 275 to 300 beautiful classic cars, 16 different trophies for categories. Bring your car down. It's free to enter. It's free to attend. Raffles, food vendors, 50-50, the whole nine yards. Could be a very lucrative event to come out to, and just bring the family, and please enter those cars if you have them.
I think you'll see us there tomorrow.
All right. We would love that.
All right. I got a couple of minutes here. My dad lives in Kalispell in the summertime, along with Garnet, and then Yuma, Arizona in the winter. So I'm going to say hello to my father and get you on the air. Dad, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Go ahead. Get right in there. Did I turn that off?
I don't know.
No. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead. How are you doing, sir?
Well, hello, Montana.
Yes. So my father raised seven boys and one daughter.
All of those children of mine are very good. They're all number one, and they're all very successful except one.
And he never says which one that is, so you keep us all guessing like that, huh? But we know who it is, Dad. Yeah, we do, yeah. What did it take to raise seven boys and one daughter?
Well, you guys are kept busy working.
Yeah, you did keep us busy. Yeah. How's life in Kalispell for you?
Kalispell is very busy. It's very hard for somebody in their 90s to drive here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the things, I think, that we didn't talk a ton about, but we did off air a little bit, infrastructure improvements around here, too. Yeah. Yeah. You're an old railroader as well.
Well, yeah. I worked for the Great Northern Railway starting in 1952.
And it wasn't long before that the Great Northern Railway set up here in Kalispell.
Yeah, of course, the Northern Pacific went through here also. The Western Star, a passenger train, used to come here. It came down from Browning and went back up to Whitefish and stopped in Kalispell for passengers.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you worked for the railroad, there was like a train wreck like 30 years ago in Essex, right? Or thereabouts.
Essex, yeah. It was a real bad one. It was in the wintertime.
Yeah.
I've ridden snowplows across this country in the wintertime, on a railroad, I mean.
Yeah. It's really unique country, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the area here, is it is it one of those things, you know, you live in Yuma in the summertime or in the wintertime and come up here in Kalispell? You know, you're not from this area, though. So you know, maybe talk about your appreciation for it now.
Well,
I know the traffic's not fun.
Montana's a great place. I've been here since I was, 19 years old or 18 years old.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
I came from Botno, North Dakota.
Dad, I have loved you. I've loved being raised by you and having a great relationship with you. And I'm glad to see you stop out here today.
I love taking all my boys and daughter up north to Canada every year going fishing.
Yeah, it's a ton of great memories from there as well. Garnet, thank you too. And big thanks to my wife, Loie, for stopping by.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.